You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shalom and aloha. And welcome to the Man Dog Pod Big Check-In. You are listening to this on July 12th. We're recording it on July 8th. I'm Dan Lippert, and I'm sitting across from, but far away from, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan. How's it going, my man?
It's okay. How are you?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. This is my first sort of real thing of the day, other than like emails and my little morning walk, which I'm sure we'll get into.
Oh, yeah. Well, already a great tease up top.
Yeah, but setting up a later segue, you know?
I can't wait to hear about this morning walk. Mm-hmm. Probably, I don't even want to even say what we'll probably talk about in regards to the morning walk.
Because who knows? The whole point is we're checking in. We're seeing how it goes. We're taking a second away from the comedy today and just checking in as your host to say, what's happening? How you doing? To each other and to you.
Yes. How you doing, Ryan? And how you doing, listeners? And if you're maybe new to the Patreon this July, welcome. This is what you're going to get sometimes, and sometimes it's going to be some comedy episodes. Obviously, you've got the whole backlog to get through. That's the thing. One of the craziest things to me is you could pay $5. You already got, what, 2 years worth of episodes, 2 years worth of two episodes a week to go through?
The later you discover us, the better value it is, unfortunately.
That's right. For us. Unfortunately for us. Yeah, maybe we should lock those. But we won't. We won't.
Well, shout out to all the early adopters who've been really supporting since day one. I mean, you got us there when there was only 10 eps in the bank. When there was 15 eps in the bank. Now that there's like 100 and something or 200 somethings, we love it.
We love it. We're obsessed with it.
We're obsessed with our own show, folks. We love it. We love to be here. But Dan, let's check in. How the hell are you?
I'm okay. I'm back. I've had my ups and downs with my anxieties, with my own health.
Yeah,
I'm on a down. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I'm a little concerned. Oh. I think I have something going on. We'll get to the bottom of it, hopefully. But it really makes me anxious. The making the appointment, that like 3 day lead up, is the worst 3 days every single time. I just get like so
to like when consumed. You have the appointment and it's coming, or when you need to make it.
No, I've needed to make it for a while now.
Right.
But it's like once I made it, it's like all I can think about is that 3 day lead up. It's like, all right, I'm gonna get some bad news in 3 days.
Right, but,
you know.
But at least you'll have news. At least you'll be the anxiety of not knowing phase.
That's true.
You'll be into a new sort of anxiety, which will hopefully be less because you'll have more information.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a better anxiety, which will be no anxiety.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll be something that is worth being anxious about, but I'll have more info and I'll know how to deal with it.
Now, is this too intimate? What kind of doctor are we seeing?
This is just the GP, but I think I'm going to...
General practitioner for you.
My gen prac. I think I'm going to get a colorectal cancer screening.
Okay.
Is what I'm looking to do.
So your butt hurts.
My butt hurts. And it's been hurts.
Oh, man.
So, that's the ins and outs of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hoping for the best.
Me too.
It's okay. I got to really... Here's the thing is you got to stay off Google, but once you've been on Google, that information is there.
Right.
It's tough.
Yeah. I got to learn that it doesn't actually help me.
It does not.
You know, because what do I do with that information? I just kind of got to stay in the dark until I go to the doctor maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if all you do is Google mean dogs, then you're going to think that every dog is mean.
Exactly.
And so it's like.
What do I definitely already have? Okay. I'll find some answers to that question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. We'll see. We'll see. But
well, I'm proud of you for getting it taken care of. I mean, that's a huge thing. You got to learn to take care of yourself even when you don't want to. It's scary to get news that you don't want. And I think it's easy to avoid getting it, but it doesn't make it go away.
It does not. Yeah. I really have to figure out my relationship with death. Because, man, it scares me. And I think I've never really thought about it. And then this past year, I've thought about it. Well, it's been there, and I've just been, like, trying not to think about it. Right. But, man, it's a scary thing, just being gone forever.
Mm-hmm. I think about it all the time.
Yeah. Now I'm with you. I didn't used to be able to understand that feeling. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Do you think it's like a certain – do you think it's just COVID or do you think it's like a certain coming of age thing? Because I think it's a pretty natural feeling that we all eventually have to grapple with.
Yes, definitely a natural feeling we all have to grapple with. I think that COVID is part of it. I think that I like come from like a pretty lucky, privileged health background where like – my family and even like my immediate family and like a lot of my extended family just didn't have to face any like major fear of death stuff. Right. Like everyone lived like long, healthy lives for the most part. And so it's like, hasn't been something, it's just been like, yeah, I'm going to live till I'm 92 like my dad did. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, it's possible. You don't just get to do that.
Right.
You know, that's right. The different things happen to different people.
Some people, yeah, right.
The future is not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And that's scary to me.
Yeah.
In a way that I hadn't thought about before.
Well, when you're young, you're like, oh, it's forever. And then the older you get, you're like, oh, maybe I'm older. Maybe I'm more than halfway through if I don't do this thing right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, I've had that same realization of like, okay, so I'm almost my parents' age when they had me. Did they feel how I feel? Okay, I'm in that stage of like just stages of life stuff starts to sort of become apparent. When it just seems like everything's in front of you for a long time. Now I'm like, oh, there's some stuff behind me. Oh, there's not as much in front of me as I thought there was. What do I want to do? Or, you know, whatever.
And a lot of the fantasy of adulthood is still in front of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Owning my own house, having like consistent work that where I'm not like feeling like I'm underwater, having like whatever my image of a family is going to be, all that stuff. And so it's like, I don't want to die before I've done any of that.
Yeah. Well, you're not gonna. You're a healthy man and you'll be okay. I know it.
Thank you.
I know it. And even
and
if
again, I can't wait to say I told you so to all the haters out there who said I'm not going to die soon. I can't wait to be like, I knew I was.
So you want to die so that you can say, ha, ha, ha?
I can't wait to tell the haters.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Since that's your attitude, I'm going to be laughing right back at your dead ass. I don't care. We'll see who gets the last laugh. I'm betting it's the guy who's alive, motherfucker. No, I hope you're good. I hope you're healthy, and I'm sure it's something that you will catch early enough and be able to just be like, oh, a cream.
Yeah.
Oh, a cream will solve this. You ever tried putting a little cream in there?
Uh-huh. Okay. I've tried all the creams.
All of them? There's a lot of creams. That's all
a lot
I'm
of creams.
A lot of butt creams
know,
that
man.
Can make you pretty. I don't know. If you know, you know. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, but I'm excited you're going to the doctor to get it figured. I mean, just the other side of actually going to see someone is always better, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to go because they're going to be like, can you believe you did this? Can you believe you got here? But it's like, it's not their job to tell me I'm at fault.
Right, yeah. There's this like weird... There's like a lot of little ways. Maybe it's not toxic masculinity. Maybe that's just what I'm ascribing it to. But like a lot of little ways that'll affect you. And in like, I don't want to be embarrassed that I was sick and didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's something even to that of like that I waited a year to go in or something like that.
Right.
Like, and maybe that's not a masculinity thing, but it feels like there's something to that.
Yeah. Me. I think that's a person thing. I think it's like you never want to, no one wants to be told that they were dumb for a year.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hopefully you have a doctor who doesn't put it like that, you know?
Let's see what Dr. Barra says.
We'll see. Dr. Barra, hope you're nice.
What about you? What's in the news?
What's in the news? Well, I was just out of town a little bit. I saw some family down in San Diego, which was lovely. I went and saw my sister, my mom, and my sister's little girls, my nieces, and we played in their pool and stuff. They got their pool finished at like Christmas last year. So we haven't really had a chance to use it. We've been like, when is it going to get hot enough? You know? And so we had like a really nice, just sort of weekend in the backyard where we didn't do anything. And just ate food and laid around. And that was really, really nice.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I went to Palm Springs for 4th of July. And I'll tell you what, it was just the hottest place ever. My big recommendation, and it was nice. The people were wonderful. The group was cool. Just don't go to the desert in the summer. You go to the desert off season, like when it's cold, you go to the desert because it's warm.
Right.
But when it's hot, you don't go to a hotter place because it's already hot.
That's exactly right. No, don't plan your summers in Arizona, Palm Springs, New Mexico, Death Valley.
Yeah, Death Valley. Maybe never go to Death Valley. Have you heard the name?
Yeah, I think it's two things I hate.
Right. Death and valleys.
Valleys. The valley I am into is the Valley of the Sun, the Phoenix Suns.
That's right. That's right. We're in the old NBA finals here.
That's right. Good first game. Games 2 and 3 will have happened by the time this episode comes out.
And are you back into the Suns wholeheartedly?
Yes, I am.
Good for you.
There's, you know, I have enjoyed my little gambles on basketball. Keeps the games interesting. But I think I made some mistakes with it where I didn't bet on teams I like the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of quietly having to root against them because they played against all the teams I bet on.
Right.
And now they won. I didn't get to fully root for it, and I didn't make the money on it.
Right.
And it's like, whatever, $25. But I've like tricked my brain into thinking that that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But I love watching that Suns team.
They're great. How fun. And Chris Paul doing it at this old, ripe old age, you know, that's nice to see.
I mean, Chris Paul doing it at the ripe old age of a year older than me.
Uh-huh.
But in the NBA, he's like geriatric.
Right. Well, that's another one of those weird age things. It's like weird when you were older than all of your professional sports idols. Like, I always grew up being like, those are the men. And now I'm like, oh, those are young men. Those are young
men.
It's like
go around on the internet being like, what's he doing? It's like, you can't really, once you're this age, you can't just be mad at 24-year-olds.
Right. Right.
They're 24. Yeah. Like, even
they're
if they're
amazing.
Professional.
You've never been able to do what they're doing, and they're doing it years younger.
Yes.
Yeah.
They worked very harder than I've ever worked on anything, achieved more than I've ever achieved. And I'm happy with what I've achieved, but
sure,
I can't be going around being mad at them or whatever that is.
Yeah.
But it's also funny to be in awe of a 24-year-old.
Yeah. It's just the whole bizarre thing. It's the context has totally changed for me. Yeah. How do I look up to someone that's 11, 12 years younger than me? You know what I mean? It's so weird. Because even if I adopt their hardworking habits, it's not going to happen to me what happened to them.
No.
So it's a weird sort of thing to even still be a fan of.
Yeah.
Sports? I can't do sports anymore. I guess I got to find a new thing that's more aligned with what I'm able to do. You know?
Like, right.
That's why I guess you start watching golf or whatever, because you're like, I can become a good golfer.
I could, yeah.
This dream is still alive.
Pro-am in golf?
Yeah. But the door on basketball shut a pretty long time ago for me. I think it was when I got cut from the freshman team.
That is a door closing, but then God opened for you the window of comedy and visual filmic arts.
That's the filmic arts, absolutely. Yeah, and you know it's good. We're happy.
We're doing this. This is better than being in the NBA, in my opinion.
Absolutely, I can do it from my house. I don't even work hard.
Don't have to work hard at all. I mean, speaking of, you can always tell when I'm feeling a little discombobulated. Because I just don't put things away behind me, or they end up in the pile back
there. It's fine. Nobody cares.
It's fine. It's just one of those things where it's like you got to look directly at it. Like, luckily, I don't think my face is that ugly, so I'm like, I don't mind looking at my face all day.
Yeah.
But this room, I'm not crazy
I got a bunch of crap sitting right behind me. I'm blocking it with my body here.
And you've got a good blur. I got to get that lens for the blur, so everyone's like, what is he mysteriously have behind
him? Is it really cool and interesting? I don't know.
But the big advice, because I was also on a trip. The big advice, you get home, you unpack right away.
I haven't yet.
Otherwise, it's bags. You're stepping over bags.
Yes. Yes. I'm tired of being a little bit behind on everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm trying to do more of that, like, just deal with it type of shit. Unpack.
Well,
do the thing. Get up in the morning. Send the email. Just, like, quit thinking about it forever and do it. Quit, like... Mm-hmm. Begrudging the fact that you got shit on the floor and pick it up off the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think We teased it up top. This probably gets us into these morning walks.
Okay, new schedule, folks. I'm trying to go to bed early and wake up early.
How's it going?
Genius.
Genius idea. No one's ever thought of it before.
First guy ever to try hard at his life. I'm starting to get up at like 6 a.m. instead of whatever it was before, just to because I find that once stuff starts happening and during the day, I'm really not able to focus on what I wanted to do already. Like if I start getting emails, I feel the need to like start responding to those emails rather than whatever I was doing before that. You know what I mean? So I'm trying both things of like have better boundaries and you can respond to that in 30 minutes rather than right away. And also just getting my stuff done before the world needs stuff from me, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. It's like that, like you said about that feeling of feeling underwater. It's like you start your day on the dock. Mm-hmm. You've done everything and then the water's rising and you're like, hey, I'm on the dock. I can deal with this
now. I already did it. I already did all the shit that was from like last night that needs to be done by that. I would just like slowly trickle and finish everything last minute till 5 or whatever it would be. I just did it all before 8. And then I was like, okay, now I really get to like do my day with some freedom. You know what I mean?
We used to talk about this idea a little more. It's been a minute, but I think you've talked about it. And also reframing that in like, it's you got to get up early and get your work done and whatever. Reframing it of like, doesn't this feel good?
It's really nice.
Doesn't it feel so good? Like, don't you want to feel good?
Right.
Instead of like, I got to get up early. I got to finish this so that I'm ready for the emails. It's like,
right.
No, I'd like to feel good tomorrow.
Yep.
So I'm going to do those things.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And going to bed earlier feels good. It never feels good to like be exhausted and pull myself off the couch and go to bed at 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that wasn't restful and it wasn't enjoyable. I wasn't paying attention to whatever I was watching and I was just wasting hours of sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So being just trying to do that.
Being with my family as well, it's like, you're totally plugged in when you're with kids. You're not really on your phone at all. You're not like checking on stuff and doing it for, I was there for like 8 days and I was like, I didn't miss a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of that probably means I got to have a little more responsibilities, but it's like a lot of the little things during the day that I am attached to my phone for are perceived importance.
Needless. Yes.
Yes.
Totally.
And you put something more important in front of you and it's like, oh, that's what I want to be doing.
Right.
The phone is just because I haven't, it's like dog training. It's like, I haven't distracted myself, so I found the nearest shiny object.
100%. Yeah. I'm reading a book about habits right now. Surprise, surprise. Mm. And it just talks about
Sister Act 2?
All of those things. Yeah, back in the habit. Yeah. no, but they talk about like how our brain is, you know, sort of made to do the easiest thing. Like that makes sense. You know, you're not always trying to do the most difficult thing because your life would be exhausting and painful all the time. But sometimes the easiest things to do are the things that we're like trying not to do. So you got to like make those things a little bit harder for yourself and make the things that you want to do, but don't find yourself doing a little bit easier for yourself. So that's a big thing of what I'm doing of like, it's really hard for me to stay on task during the day when other people start contacting me. So I have to try to get that stuff done when people aren't texting me or email, you know, or whatever that stuff is. So getting up early makes it all that stuff a little bit closer and easier. Cause there's also like just less distractions in the morning. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing on TV. There's just nothing. There's nothing to do other than like, well, I'm alone and awake and I guess I might as well finish this stuff. And it feels, yeah, it feels nice. I'm on a grand total of 3 days of this. So we'll see.
That's huge.
Huge.
3 in a row. That's building a pattern.
Exactly.
Building a habit.
Exactly.
You go on those walks. You see the other people are up early and you nod to each other like,
there's a kinship. There's a kinship.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's like how John has a Jeep and you do a little, everyone in Jeeps gives each other a little, it's that kind of vibe.
Yep. That was nice. I used to have a Jeep and that community was cool.
Yeah.
But I had it in high school and once I found out about it, I was going really hard at it. Really waving at everybody. Because not everybody does it.
Because in high school, it's like.
Yes. But if you do it, you'll get the return. So like,
yeah
you go hard for it. Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody in the Kia Soul will drive by each other and be like, oh, same mistake. Yeah, yeah.
They drive by and they put their hand underneath their face. No.
I won't be doing one of these again. Me neither.
Why? And why is that? Just too small for you?
Yeah, it's actually a fine car. It's just I didn't do my research. I got one so I could like sit up taller and have less back pain.
Uh-huh.
And in actuality, the shape, you're still... My head is still above the windshield, basically, if I'm sitting up straight.
Right.
I needed like a G-Wagon or something like that. Or like
we got to get you an aftermarket seat that dumps you into the floor and really...
Yeah, I got to get... I got... Family.
Now, you saw Fast 9, right?
Yes.
I haven't even seen it yet. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe it.
I've gone not seeing a Fast movie since it's been in the theaters, easily.
That probably means the best thing for your life, though, right?
It's like, maybe. Could be growth. Could be growth. Or, yeah, could be growth.
Good movie. Didn't blow me away, but they are what they are. It was fun. It was a little fun. I don't understand how anyone in their right mind could think those movies need to be more than 2 hours, but somehow they keep coming out more than 2 hours.
Right.
It's like I have this a lot where it's like if you miss the friend group going, it's not one of those movies you're going to see alone.
Yes.
And it's like I'll just catch this when it's on TV or something. Right. If someone is going later on.
I think I want to try to see like a noon matinee that's cheap. You know what I mean? Like just go and not tell anybody and go see it for lunch.
Yeah, that's what I did when I missed like everyone seeing Get Out. That was my first alone movie, and I just missed the wave, and then I saw it during the day, and it just felt great. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to be an alone movie guy now.
Right. Don't you think they could just, if they cut the price of movies in half, I would go twice as much?
Uh-huh.
Because they're so expensive now.
I just do the AMC pass.
Yes.
And then you're getting three a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going regularly?
I'm getting 1 to 2 a week right now.
Which is huge. A month is a lot.
Yeah. It's paying for itself. Yeah. Once there's more movies coming out, I'll be doing more, I think.
What have you seen on the old pass?
Quiet Place 2, Fast and Furious. What else has even come out?
Are you going to see Tomorrow War?
Is that going to be in theaters? I thought it was just on Amazon.
Oh, I don't know.
But it might be. If it is, I will see that for sure. In the Heights I saw. Those are the main ones that have come out, I think. I'm trying to think what else has happened.
Right. Well, I mean, it kind of segues us into our watch of the week if we want to go old school. And I think there's a big one. And I think you should leave. Season 2 is out.
Yes.
Which is a huge comedy deal. Yes. The first season was like such a surprise and such a new flavor that it made me so happy for so long.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so I was like eagerly awaiting this second one and curious with like more viewings how it's going to age.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about it?
I loved it. I thought that the highs were very high. The like funny things that are in there that are surprising are like really good. The creativity of like some of the really just like sketches that are in that zone of like, oh, how did you think of this and how did you execute it so perfectly?
Right. You like the Santa Claus one a lot, right?
I did.
No spoilers, but...
No spoilers.
You know, turn this off. If you haven't seen, I think you should leave. And
I like the prank show one a lot.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Too much fucking stuff on me. So funny.
It was just so visually like simple but creative, the way they made that look so funny.
I like that all their sketches sort of like start with a premise and then immediately take a hard left turn. You know what I mean? Like they're never the generic premise you think they're going to be from the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like there's two twists.
There's almost like a fun joy of watching it with this mindset of like the first like 20 lines of the sketch. You're like, oh, is this what it's going to be? Mm-hmm. Like you're kind of like excited to see like what the... They're like setting up a context and you're like, oh, maybe it's this guy, you know?
Right.
Like the old professor, the burger one, is kind of one that's like...
I really like that one. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's really funny. I always wonder where they come up with the ideas for this. But like, especially for this show, because they're not like huge, you know, bad doctor ideas. They're more like specific, like ego trap. They're just always weird, you know? And I wonder who in their life they know that is like these people, or how they get to sort of these things. You know what I mean?
Same, yeah. I think a lot about like what I trained, what I like talked a lot about in when I taught sketch was like the kernel of what's funny, mm-hmm. and then just seeing where that is the funniest.
Right.
And I think they're really good at that, of like the hat courtroom sketch.
yes.
Which, like, I wrote basically that sketch for a packet, but not in a courtroom.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, it's not.
Right.
It's a fine, funny idea. Just a guy who's really proud of his dumb hat, and everyone is like,
right.
All the new information is more embarrassing. But taking it and making it that he's hearing.
He's on the jury, right? Shit. Is he on the jury?
I think he's just in the crowd. Oh, I think he's just like in the. Yeah, yeah. But hearing all the mean things people are saying about him. It like that extra twist is like the taking the kernel of the idea and like putting it in the a new funny place.
Right. Like surprising. We have to see him hearing it. Why would people have to keep saying it in front of him? Oh, they're like reading off the records. Oh, shit. He's wearing the hat in the courtroom.
Yeah.
It's pretty perfect.
It's great.
Yeah, I love like he makes fun of like the same type of douchebag guys. You know what I mean? Like the one, what was the one? In this one, there's like a dream sequence where he like walks in like cool clothes.
Sloppy steaks, yeah.
Yeah, that reminded me a lot of like Angels and Airwaves choking sketch where it was like,
oh, yeah.
These guys are so cool, but they don't know how fucking lame they are, you know? Yeah. So, so funny to me.
It's just like a pretty clear example of like self-judged voice, like totally free voice,
right?
Free comedic voice,
right?
That like you know exactly what these people like, and they're doing exactly what they want with it.
I was laughing hard at and felt a little bit seen in the like I used to be a piece of shit.
that one was funny.
I was like, oh, where's this idea from? Like, definitely from someone who has sort of like made some changes and talks about it a lot, but like doesn't realize their voice is still kind of still negative or whatever. I was like, oh yeah, I see that. I know this guy.
Yeah.
That one made me laugh.
yeah, I'm excited for the rewatch. I think we were talking about this last night, but a full every episode in a row watch was amazing and how you should watch it, but also was like, well, these ideas, this intensity gets like hard to watch for six in a row. So I'm excited to rewatch some of the episodes in their own.
Right.
Like I even remember seeing like, Oh, Hello on Broadway. And it was like just 90 minutes of the funniest jokes is exhausting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It just gets tiring.
Yeah. I loved going back to, I Think You Should Leave and watching just like one or two episodes before I leave the house or, you know what? I'm excited to do that with season two.
Hats off to him.
We love you. So funny. So funny.
Big watch of the week.
Yeah.
And fun to know that all our friends like the same one. Just like, oh, we have the same voice.
Yes.
Each other.
It's totally. And saw a couple buddies in there, which was nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Very cool.
In there.
Saw Lelon in there. I don't know. I felt like there was one or two.
Brooks.
Brooks, that's right. Yeah.
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 That's the watch of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The watch, the WOTW.
The WOTW. What else is going on? Anything? I don't know. I feel like I've been really busy from being out of town and then back, just trying to catch up on all the little things, you know?
I have noticed with you, like Justin, our friend Justin and I text a lot. A few of my text chains that are kind of popping off have not been because we're all just kind of traveling and doing everything we haven't been able to do for a year.
Totally.
And getting our, just busying up. So
totally.
Which is nice. It's like, I don't need my text chain to be hot 7 days a week. It means I'm too bored.
Yes. Yeah. I want to do it when I am like, oh, I haven't seen these people. I want to plan to do something rather than just like send a meme, you know, which I also love, but it's like, oh yeah, if all I'm doing is sitting around and sending memes, I want to like do more shit in my life.
Yeah, we don't have to kind of be in touch anymore. We
can, right. Right. More planning.
Speaking of which, you heard it here first, folks. Ryan, this is news to Ryan. I think it's time for a big dinner. I think it's time for a cook.
Ooh, yes.
Big pasta.
Absolutely.
Some sides. Have the friends over. Crack the vino.
Absolutely. And I'm talking long dinner, right? I mean, the whole point is dinner. It's not dinner and party.
No.
It's a long,
long
dinner.
Conversational laughs.
Case of wine.
Oh, yeah. We're doing the whole case of 19 crimes.
Absolutely.
We're gonna see what
all
each and every
Snoop
criminal
Dogs.
Did. Yeah. So all Snoop Dogg rose 19 crimes.
That's right. Yeah, that sounds delicious. What's on your menu? What's your dream menu for the, like, when
you're doing a
social meal, what type of meal are you thinking?
Spaghetti and meatballs is a big one because it's just such an easy slop it on the plate. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a nice time. We've done smash burgers before. I went with my brother and his wife and my sister-in-law and nieces and my mom. We did mustard style for smash burgers.
And oh, were they
I was
good?
Very happy with those. Yeah. I've never done that before, but I saw it on TikTok.
You did them when you were up there because your brother has a flat top.
Yeah, they bought a flat top and they liked it, and so they he and his wife got my sister-in-law. His wife sounds a little too distant.
Sure,
I'll even say my sister. I'll say it right now. My sister Chila and my brother, but my sister and brother didn't marry each other. I want to be clear on that.
I think everybody gets it. Are you okay?
They did, but they're not my sister and brother in the way that they're married. But
nobody
anyway.
Is talking to you. This is
what I'm saying.
This is a solo experience for you.
I think that people were about to make a tweet a little joke, and I think I fixed it.
Okay, you saved.
But they got me one for my birthday.
Yes.
And so, but for me, I think we got to do that Odium chicken smashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. I did a test run for my D&D crew a few months ago, and there's things that can be improved, but it was very good.
You did the chicken and the potatoes?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It was good. Yummy?
It was yummy. Yeah.
Hell
yeah. The potatoes were maybe a little dry, so I'd have to fix that. But the chicken was just incredible.
Dry potatoes. The chicken was incredible? That's huge news.
Huge news.
You cooked very a whole good. Chicken or a half chicken? What'd you cook?
Whole, yeah, the whole thing, baby.
That's not something you normally do.
I was doing whole chickens a bit, actually, during the core. My mom found this Greek chicken spatchcocked recipe, and it was really easy. You just throw some stuff together, oil, lemon juice, oregano, some spices, put the chicken in the fridge for 5 hours or overnight or whatever, and then throw it in the oven for 45 minutes or an hour, and it was so good.
Love that.
Just the juiciest chicken you've ever had.
Oh, my God.
So we could do that. What about you? What's a big meal menu?
I don't know. Yeah, Italian is nice because it just feels like, you know, manja, you know what I mean? Just everybody come grab a thing out of the pot.
Everyone can eat it unless you're gluten-free, and hey, we'll throw you in some gluten-free.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also really like to cook and eat, you know, so I'm also interested in a more complex type of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, is that what the group wants? I feel like some people in our little community are like real foodies, and then some people are the total opposite of that.
Right.
And there's not a ton of crossover to me. Maybe there is, but but I'm like, oh, is it just the weird thing that you have to ask every time you do something for a group of comedians is like, is this going to be weirder than it is positive?
Yeah.
Because if it is, they're going to make fun of you and it's not going to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like not even make fun, but just like, do the whole, it's like, hey, I wanted this to be seen as nice.
Yeah.
Not weird that I did all this stuff. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, but yeah, I would love to make a menu and do a whole thing. Or I would be interested in sort of like whoever hosts makes the main thing. But
the
theme is this is the main course. But the theme would be something and everybody does sort of a potluck. You know what I mean? Or somebody brings the salad. Somebody brings an appetizer. Somebody brings a dessert. We're doing the, you know, coq au vin or something like that.
Right. Because definitely an issue that I have when I'm hosting is I am so focused on the meal I'm not getting the hang for until we're really sitting and eating. But you know, if you want everything to be served like fresh and hot and whatever,
al fresco,
al fresco, which I like, you're constantly moving. And so it would be nice to just be like, I got the main. If everything else is there and ready,
right?
Lovely,
right?
So that I think we got to do that. I would say within the month.
But I think you really got to be like, hey, this is when it starts. This isn't six-hour event that you show up to whenever you want. Like, do you want to come to dinner?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I don't love the show up whenever you want. If someone says a party starts at whatever, I kind of think we should all go there then. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to force anybody to do that, but I don't like this party starts at 8, but really nobody comes till 10. So wait till 10. It's like, well, then just start it at 10.
Right.
I don't know why the vagueness bothers me, but I always feel like then the early people miss out on the late people and the late people miss out on the early people. And I'm like, I don't want to go to this thing for 8 hours, you know?
That's interesting. So yeah, you're afraid, or not even afraid, but it's just like, we got to coordinate.
I'm here
for the party.
Yeah.
You don't know when it's going to be popping off.
Right. Well, I think I'm also just past the like house party vibe. Like I want to go where all of us are friends.
Right.
Not there's a lot of cool people here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which some people really, I think, prefer that.
Yeah. We in our community had 2 house parties in like 3 weeks. Like, and so it was like the second one was equally great, but I was emotionally tired by that second one of like, oh, more of this. I am ready. So I want to create it like for the 10-person hang where everybody knows what's going on and you're chilling for 3 hours or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I'm begrudging our friends very nice parties, which I'm not at all.
No, not at all. It's like, you got to create the life you want for sure. Yeah, if you want to do that 10-person thing, you should make it. And it sounds like you're going to. Yeah, absolutely. They're not doing anything wrong.
No.
But I'm also, you know, growing and changing and looking for what I want.
And then at the, you got, you know, in this world where you don't know when anyone's showing up, then you guys are texting and being like, hey, who's going when? What's going on? Am I going to not even see my friends because we didn't coordinate it?
Right. And I always find that I end up, this isn't totally true, but I end up at those parties not spending the majority of time with my favorite people at the party. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
I like, because I see them all the time, sort of like skip them and then hang out with all acquaintances. And then I'm like,
you and I almost don't talk at a
this?
Party.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Because it's like, what are we going to say?
Right. Yeah.
And we're trying to see everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is kind of like, well, you're the person I know well here and want to hang out with.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting.
I guess it's just a little interesting.
I guess it's a little bit interesting.
To close it out on the Patreon, people have maybe noticed we're trying to plug in on Monday less of the check-ins and more of just the hardcore comedy.
That's right.
We still want to be checking in, you know, every once in a while and having these episodes where you're getting to know what we're up to, but as you may hear sometimes, we're not up to much enough to worth talking about, and we'd rather make some comedy. And so, and that seems to be what the people are clamoring for, too.
Sure.
So,
catch our last episode, Soft Talk and BBQ Bros. Was that what they were called?
That's right.
Sort of some themed monoscene type of new shows that maybe we'll pitch to a network, you know?
Yes. These are all backdoor pitches, what we're making.
Everything is live. Everything is alive.
Everything's alive. All our characters are not dead. Mm-hmm. Everyone's alive. Mm-hmm. So it's huge.
Yeah, huge.
But I enjoy, again, another check-in that is ending with me saying, this is
aloha.
Nice. And aloha.
And aloha. And this is nice. And mahalo.
And mahalo. And shalom.
Shalom. Everybody, shalom so much for listening and supporting and being here with the Man Dogs as we do our little thing. We hope you're having a great week. And I don't know. Is there anything else we want to say today, Dan, before we take off?
No. I want to send my kisses and hearts out to everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, of course, to Casey Traylor for the music and Annie Wu for the logo. And, of course, our wonderful editor and producer, Brian Holmes, for making the show all of it.
Absolutely. Thank you to all 3 of you, and thanks for mentioning them, Ryan.
Of course.
Big shout out, and Oh, you know, I just accidentally moved my mouse and saw all my tabs. You ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I did just see it. One of the tabs I saw was our good friend and former guest of this podcast, Jake Jabor's book is out.
That's right.
And I feel like plugging that. I mean, we should have him on to talk about it. But
yeah,
he worked really hard on that. He's incredibly funny. He's a great writer. And I want to recommend his book, which is titled, what is it? Training to Be Myself.
Yeah.
I think
it's available in all bookstores and online as an ebook. And he went on like a big train tour and wrote a book on the way, basically. And it's all about sort of his own coming of age and self-realization and lessons he's learned and all kinds of fun stuff, I believe.
I'm super excited to read it.
Me too.
And I love Jake. I think he's so funny and cool. And
he's the best.
Definitely want to give that the old man dog shout out. And mm-hmm. if you can find him on Twitter at Wake Up with Jacob. But yeah, that's all I'll say.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, goodbye and good luck.
Good luck and goodbye. See you later, folks. Thanks for being here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.